Unit 8. Football. Violence and Skill. Part 1. The two football enthusiasts talk about what they appreciate about the game.
When you go to a match, what do you actually look for? Is it the movement? Is it the tactics? Whatever. Is it just the sheer... The sheer exercise, the activity.
For me, it's the sheer physical, the physical nature of the thing. You know, for me, I like nothing better than to admire a good first division side running out onto the pitch. And you look at these men, and their physical condition, every muscle in their body is completely toned up. You know, and these men are running, and I mean running for 90 minutes, and they are really. I think there's a beauty in it. The physical movement of the man, a man who can jump to a height and then get the power behind the ball with his head, which I can just about get out of kicking the ball with my foot. You know, this is the enjoyment
of
me.
Yes, a well-timed tackle,
yes.
Or a ball hit well on the run. These are skills which have to be learned over a number of years. And of course you have players who are gifted. The skills come almost naturally to them. And it's a beautiful thing to see a really professional footballer in action, just striking the ball. But it's only when you've played the game yourself, I think, that you can really appreciate the skills involved.
Part 2. What's it like being at a football match? The two enthusiasts talk about this and violence in football crowds.
So a typical match is a very tense affair.
In fact,
it's a very... Almost as tiring being a supporter as it is playing the game itself. Live football, for me, is one of the most stimulating experiences for emotional sort of build-up and strain, you know. The feeling when the ball goes in the back of the net, when you're actually witnessing the whole build-up and the movement, and when it goes in, what is actually happening when the ball goes in the net is that this tension you have built up is suddenly... You give vent to it all.
It's released.
You know, it's like tremendous energy being thrown out. It's a tremendous feeling.
It often gives the opportunity to get rid of a lot of your aggressive feeling. You know, you can shout and scream, things which in normal company you wouldn't do.
But you personally have never been involved in a brawl?
No, but I've seen them. I have seen them, yes. I've seen them. Of course, unruly behaviour is news. And good behaviour isn't news. So the press tends to seize on skinheads at football matches. And this is blown up. This is blown up. And in fact, in my opinion, it probably contributes to the violence on the terraces.
Part 3. Here, the speakers discuss the main differences between British and continental football.
British football abroad, English football in particular, I think, more than Scottish football. There's a difference, isn't there?
Yes.
But English football has this reputation for being rather violent.
Do you mean hard? Do you mean the game?
I wouldn't say violent. I'd probably say robust. The English game. The continental...
Some people would agree with you.
And a robust player is respected. Because a hard tackle is a good tackle. As long as the player goes for the ball and gets the ball. If he knocks the other player down, then in England it doesn't really matter, as long as the tackle is good. But the continentals tend to play a non-body contact game.
There's less body contact.
For instance, in the rule book, you are allowed to shoulder charge the goalkeeper. Whereas, in fact, on the continent, it is never done.
What is the main difference between a continental or European side and an English side?
The system of play, as far as I'm concerned. I think a continental side is a team of 11 individuals who occasionally decide to pass to each other. And I think a British football team, or an English... All right, I'll say British, because this, I think, applies to the Irish and the Scottish, too. Is that it is more of a team effort. That, you know, if you ever study the way an English goal is built up, apart from the sort of odd individual effort by a man like George Best or Francis Lee or somebody like that, it is a team effort that is meticulously planned through hours of training and studying films. This is the main difference, I feel, between the two styles of football.